One day, you'll become an overnight success. People throw around this term all the time, overnight success, but what does that actually mean? Well, it's not a thing, because there's always those times when you get slammed in your face when no one is watching and it's your job to get straight back up and act like nothing happened. You're gonna have those times where you're banging your head against a wall and you don't really know if it's going to work. There will be those times where it doesn't work, time and time again. Don't worry, I've experienced it. There will be those times where you question your self-worth. There will be those times where you question the path that you're on. All of those things add up to an overnight success. Those times where you feel like you're about to be a win and then you don't win. That's all part of the overnight success. That part of the iceberg that is below the water is far bigger than the thing that everyone can actually see. But just know that you're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. And your future self will look back and be so proud of you for going through all of this, because you could have done something that is so much easier and you chose to take the harder path. Be proud of yourself and your future self will thank you.
I see too many kids get so discouraged because they're expecting to make this quantum leap. And when that quantum leap doesn't come, it feels like it'll never come. Right? But that's not how it works. It's step by step. One foot in front of the other, day by day, get better every single day. And then when you look back, then you look down and you realize the mountain that you just scaled. But you can't jump from the bottom of Everest and get to the top of Everest like that. It doesn't happen.
I always say you're 17 and a half years from being an overnight success in a real business. You can't just plant a seed and it grows to a tremendous amount the day you plant it. So many people, especially young people, think, that's it, I'm an overnight success. Big projects, 10 years, 5 years, 2.5 years. I always say you're 17 and a half years from being an overnight success in a real business. That's what it takes. Some can beat it, some can't. But that's what it takes to seed and fertilize it so that it harvests, right? It's there. And then it can continually grow and grow and grow as well. So it's important to know how many seeds, what seeds, how we're doing that, but it's also how we're nurturing our seeds in ourselves and in other people.
You think life is unfair? Good. Make it unfair in your favor. Outwork everyone. Outlast everyone. While they sleep, you grind. While they complain, you execute. Hard work is unfair advantage you can control. Nobody can stop you from working harder. Success is rigged, but it's rigged for the discipline.
A guy works 80 hours a week and you work 40 hours a week, you can't compete with that guy. If you yourself are reading 2, 3, 4 books a month and you're developing your mind and your competitor is not, and then outlast. Some people work 80 hours a week for a year, and that's great. But they can't work 80 hours a week for 3 years. But you work 80 hours a week for 5 years. You outlasted the guy that did 3 years or 1 year. They can't compete with you because the compounding effort favors you.
Develop a workaholic mentality. What does this mean? It means that you start a little earlier, you work a little harder, and you stay a little later. In our society today, you hear all these people talking about take it easy, have balance in your life, relax, lean back, have fun at work, happy, happy, get along with your coworkers. This is loser talk. Loser, loser, loser. Now, there's a time in your life when you can back off, all right? You can take it easy. But that's when you've made it, not before you've made it. Because before you've made it, you're in a competition with hundreds of thousands of millions of other people, like at the Olympics, who also want to make it. And in order for you to win, you are going to have to work harder and work better and work smarter than they do.
If they tell you you can't do it, then you have to. You outwork, outperform, outgrind everybody else. So much so, they have no choice but to swallow their pride and shut the
It takes 10 years to become an overnight success. One of my favorite sayings. When we talk about any of the best athletes on the planet, and you ask them, how long did it take you to get there? And there's one person with a better quote than that, and it's, I took 17 years and 114 days to become an overnight success. The person who said that is Lionel Messi, far more successful than anyone. It takes time. So when people come to me and they ask, you know, how strong can I get in this 12-month program or whatever, it's like, I don't care. Not strong enough is the answer. You know, they come to me and they send me videos as a 16-year-old. I can bench press this. Is that good for a 16-year-old? I don't give a shit. No, it's not good. I'm not comparing you to other 16-year-olds. I'm comparing you to what's actually good. That's what I'm comparing you to. And I've seen so many 16-year-olds come and go, and they give up because, you know, they want it now. And they think that that's how life happens. And it just doesn't. I don't care where you are now. Give me that effort and intensity and consistency for a decade and watch where you become. How old are you?
16.
Okay, I'm looking straight at you. For good reason. Because I'll tell you now, you want to know the secrets to success? Effort plus consistency times 10 years. Go and speak to the most successful person that you know. Think of that person in your head. Go and speak to them and ask them their fucking secret. Words, repetition, will come up. Just do the same thing over and over and over and over. And don't stop. People even say something that I disagree with now, which is just show up. Just show up. No, that's the consistency. Okay, we need the effort part. We need the effort part. Don't just show up and give me a half-assed effort. But what's it going to take to apply that formula, effort plus consistency times 10 years? One of the things that it takes is you better like what you do. If you don't like this shit, you're not going to apply the effort and you're definitely not going to stick it out for 10 years. Okay, which is where people say, you know, things that are cliche, like follow your passion. Like, okay, but why follow your passion? Because that's when you're going to apply effort and you're going to turn up for 10 years consistently. Because if you don't, you're not going to get good. Okay, another quote for you. Slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be.
I had a kill list. And so, you know, they used to do these rankings. It was Street and Smith basketball rankings. And I was nowhere to be found because I was like 6'4", scrawny, like 160 pounds, soaking wet. So I was like 57 on the list. And so I will look at 56, 55, all the way up to number one, who these players are, what club teams they played for. So when we go on an AAU travel circuit, I got to hunt them down, right? And so that became my mission in high school, is to check off every other person, all those 56 other names, hunt them down and knock them down.
Ignore and outperform them. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else and I'll keep working. And you will lose and I will win.
Not many people are going to wait through the 13 years of like bullshit, hard shit. Most people opt out at year two, maybe three. No money, whatever. I need to figure something else out. Year six, this man, stupid. What am I doing? Why am I doing it, right? I'm going to go find the quick avenue or the quick return.
The bar for excellence has never been so low. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. If it's hard for you, it's hard for everyone. And most people avoid hard things, which is why you can beat most people by just trying. But whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
The key to success was to set a goal and then to stay with it until you achieve success in at least one important thing. Your subconscious mind will then accept that success experience and store it as a pattern, like a template. And then from then on, your subconscious will drive you and direct you and guide you to repeat the pattern of success in other things that you attempt. Another way of saying it is that nothing succeeds like success. Psychologists have demonstrated that achievement brings you a natural high. Once you've experienced your first great success, then not only are you unconsciously programmed to repeat it, but nothing else will ever give you the same wonderful sense of satisfaction.
The interesting thing is it's happened so fast. Like, yeah. The people that knew me before, it's almost like this overnight success because they knew me 5 years ago and it's like I was a shit show. And now they see this version of me on social media and in business and portraying myself as, you know, this expert. And it's not because of years and years and years of experience. It's just because in this very short, condensed period of time, I've taken the things that people do to build a successful life, and I crunched all that time down. And I've been working my ass off and reading a ridiculous amount of books and spending a ridiculous amount of time with high-level people and mentor groups and masterminds. And I accomplished a lot in a short period of time because I just condensed time.
They say, don't they, something like, it takes years to become an overnight success. I'm a massive believer in, like, just outlasting people. I've been going since I was 8 years old, and the stuff that I've gone through in that time, just being consistent and outlasting people, a lot of the time overtakes anything else. And a lot of it is down to my dad as well. It's been like, Tom, I think you really need to think about this because you've been spending your whole life doing it. Like, don't quit now. I think a lot of other dads would have just been like, yeah, you've done enough now. You've tried your best. Just leave it at that. Whereas it's always been, you know, my dad's always believed in me.
If you're around them every day and you tell them you're doing a tenth of what they're doing, they're gonna be like, what are you doing? You gotta step it up. Here, look, do this, do this, do this. You gotta step it up, man. I'm not gonna keep hanging out with you if you're not doing these type of numbers. You gotta be a winner if you're around me. That's the type of pressure and focus.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
That other people have, and it puts it on you to where I gotta make it happen. So you were originally okay with taking a lot longer time to be successful. You get around people who are 10 times better, and suddenly you're like, I gotta make this happen now. That's how you start fast tracking your success.
A formula I followed years ago is proven for me. This may upset you, but it works for those who want to accelerate their speed of learning, mastery, and competing with the big boys in the industry. It's essentially the great equalizer of going up against people that have a lot more experience than you do. You ready? Outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, and outlast. If you can outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast, it's gonna be very, very hard to compete against you.
If you want to hack to be more successful than other people, what you need to do is just decrease your time to action. I'm always telling my team one thing. It's very normalized for us to say, hey, let's talk about that next week on our meeting. We've normalized 7 business days. Why? No reason at all. And so if instead of saying, let's circle back on something in 1 week, you normalize, when we circle back, we do it in 24 hours. Everyone else out there is responding to things in 7 days. We respond to them in 24 hours. That means without me being smarter, having more money, or having a better business model, I can get 7x the amount of things done as my competitors, because I don't allow a week. I push for 24 hours.
Sometimes you don't need to move as fast as you want to. You're not moving at a slow pace because you're failing or because you're struggling or because you're not meant to have it. You're just moving at the pace of peace. Sometimes if what you ask for comes to you too fast and you don't have the skill set to maintain it, you don't know what to do if you actually got a hold of it, you might squander it, you might ruin it, you might go back to the way you were. Sometimes God will place challenges and obstacles in your way that will help you become the person you need to be in order to control, maintain, and sustain the gift that He's about to give you. And to be able to have the patience, the confidence, the faith, and belief every single day as if today is the day you're going to get it. That's the difference between the people that wind up quitting and the people that wind up succeeding. I remember about 7 months ago, I was sleeping on a futon. And if I had given up on my business being successful, on making it pop on social media, I don't know where I would be right now. I'd probably be selling cars somewhere or selling someone else's offer online from online coaching, instead of building a business that I could be proud of, building a business that I know how to maintain, helping clients that I know how to serve. All of the skills that I've learned over this time are what helped me maintain the business that I have now. And there is no other point in my life where I didn't want to be able to have this stuff, but there also was no other point in my life where I would have been able to maintain it. So sometimes you're not moving too slow. You're moving at the pace of peace.
This is the number one hack I used in the beginning of my journey to become successful in a very short time frame. What I did is I went straight into monk mode. Monk mode is a principle of removing everything from your life which isn't aligned with where you want to be. So if you are broke, you want to make money for yourself. What doesn't belong there? Going out doesn't belong there. Watching TV doesn't belong there. Scrolling on your phone all day doesn't belong there. Get rid of all of it. That's what I did. I didn't speak to my friends for months, but I didn't care. I had a fucking mission, which was way more important than doing all these standard ass things, which I didn't even like to begin with. Man, you have to pay a price. If you want to achieve the things most people don't have, you have to do the things most people don't do. Of course, you can do all these things later in life if you have succeeded, but at the beginning of your journey, get rid of all of it.
When you stack enough wins, you start to build some confidence. When I stacked enough wins, which also came with a significant amount of losses, I quickly realized I've never been the smartest person. I've never been someone at the highest athletic ability. I never really stood out when I was younger. I was very average. So I expected average in my life. Being smarter, that's not my competitive advantage. And that's not necessarily the competitive advantage of a lot of high achievers and successful people. It's just being extremely consistent and just ruthless work ethic and just going all in on a vision. We were holding an event here at BPNHQ. This younger gentleman walked up to me and said, "One day I wish I could have something like this." I said, "You can. There's nothing that separates me from you. I just had this goal 10 years ago, and I haven't stopped working towards that goal since."
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yep.
So the longer something takes is almost inversely related mathematically to the success that you're going to have. So if you consistently keep putting in the journey, which I believe the enjoyment of, the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, which will allow you to take the longer journey, right? The bigger lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bigger lessons, guess what? They're result oriented. You get the bigger results.
You don't need to be disciplined to be successful. You need to be able to change your environment to make it easier to win. And so one of my favorite quotes around this is, make it as easy as possible to work as hard as you can. If you want to get into fitness, don't pick a gym that's really far away with trainers that you hate. Pick one that's right downstairs with people that you like. Same goal, way easier. The more convenient you make it to hit your goals, the more likely you are to hit them. And so it's not about willpower, it's about planning.
To get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard and you have to be disciplined. If you wanted to be a great piano player, there's no drug you can take, there's no self-help book, there's no guru. You got to spend 5 years, 10 years learning it until it becomes something that's second nature. There are no shortcuts. But if you learn that from an early age, you see after a few years that an incredible pleasure happens where now you have mastery of this piano and you can play things you could never play before. Suddenly the whole thing opens up. This whole new universe. And that's the paradigm for everything meaningful in life. If you learn something well, if you learn a craft and you master it, it can bring you a far greater pleasure than any kind of drug or any kind of going out to a party or socializing. But you have to be patient and you have to not be afraid of boredom. You have to not be afraid of the effort.
If you are broke and you take the weekends off, it will never, ever, ever change. Weekends are a luxury for once security is established. Let's just do the math here. You have 7 days a week, but let's say you only execute 5 of those days. That means you're only executing 70% of the time. That means 30% of the time you're not executing. Okay, so do you think that you are that good to where you could beat someone who's equally as good as you by giving them an extra 3.6 months a year? It's impossible. It's mathematically impossible.
If the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
Put your head down, it's work harder. That's the answer to all the problems, work harder. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like things ain't going your way, if you feel like, you know, you're not executing to the best of your ability, work harder.
You have to go a long time and maintain that blessing, and it's up to you if you want to work hard or not or get comfortable.
Luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds.
Remember this, a year isn't 365 days. It's 52 chances, 12 chapters, and 4 seasons. Your life can change this year. Not because the year is magical, but because you are capable. You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need certainty. You don't need confidence. You need momentum. You need one decision, you need one step, and you need to remember this. 1 year of intention can undo 10 years of drifting. So choose one thing today, one habit, one relationship, one skill, one decision, one fear, one act of service, and just start.
There's a difference between a guy that's chasing something and a guy that's building something. A guy that's chasing something hunts after validation, hunts after a reward, hunts after a win, hunts after a lifestyle. He measures his success by what he gets at the end. A guy that's building something hunts after the process. He measures success by the strength of his foundation. People think these two are the same guys. Two completely different dynamics. The guy that's building something is falling in love with the person he's becoming. A guy that's building something doesn't care about the progress on the way there. He doesn't care about the money he makes on the way there because he's hunting after something different. He's not chasing anything but himself. The guy that's chasing something eventually stops. After he gets what he's chasing, he stops. And that's exactly some of y'all's problem. You're chasing a number on the scale. You're chasing a number in your bank account. You're not chasing the process. You have it all wrong up here, bro.
I do what I'm supposed to do. I show up. I work hard. Bro, that's the minimum. Working hard is the minimum. You also have to develop skills. You also have to develop grit and perseverance to execute when you don't feel like it. Because guess what? Most of the time, you're not going to feel like it. And you're certainly not going to get where you want to go thinking that you're winning every day by showing up and working hard. That's not enough. And the price you're going to pay for not doing it is going to be much worse than the discomfort that you're going to pay now by doing it.
Oh, this fucking solitary confinement shit got me back.